So, here's Bernd speaking for the Open Science Radio, and I was on my first session in the Open Science Barcamp 2020, and it was about contributor lists. And Julian was the moderator of the of this session. Julian, can you shortly introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Julien Collomb. I've been in Open Science since 2014 now, doing different stuff. At the moment, I'm working as a data curator for the SFB 1315 in Berlin, which is a neuroscience consortium. And I heard about this contributorship ID at the last FORCE meeting and wanted to discuss that with more people here.
For those people who are not so familiar with the with this list, so could you describe what does this mean?
Yeah, so the problem we want to solve is that the reward system now in science is based on author lists. So who is an author of a paper? And most of the credit goes to the first and the last authors, and everybody in the middle get a very insignificant reward for that. And we want to change that mainly because research has gone brighter and bigger, and now we have teams of work of people working, and it's not a single person in a lab doing the research, and we need to find a way to reward the work. And so we want to get rid of this author list reward system. That's the main goal. And one way to do that as a baby step is to, for each author and each people which are not in the author list, to give a contribution role. So to say who did what for a paper.
And what kind are these contribution roles? So for example, so that people can imagine how is the first idea.
Yeah, so the first baby step was a credit taxonomy with 14 different roles defined for life sciences. And this include, for instance, validation of the result or writing the manuscript or getting funding for the research or, of course, designing the experiments itself. And now this is extended into a into an ontology, which will have much more terms, which fit more different domains and a bigger community.
So the idea is to expand this also broader above the life science community.
Exactly. So they got the first version, I think, 2 years ago of this credit taxonomy and got feedback that those 14 categories was not enough for all domains. And now they're expanding it and not with a simple taxonomy, which is basically vocabulary, but an ontology, which means that things will be linked together and you get for data work, different categories that will fit into this meta category, basically.
Is there a general project which people can look at, or is there a code name or something like this?
I think the website is called CISRI, C-I-S-R-I. I think it's .org, I'm not sure. But that's basically a US-based project at the moment, but they're very open to new contribution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, people can also look at a Etherpad from the Open Science Barcamp in session 3. This is this contributor list, so no. And I think there are some very interesting links for this domain. Is there anything else which you want to say about this contributor lists?
Yeah, I think the one output of the discussion we had today was if actually it's a good idea to do it, because it brings granularity in the reward system, and this could be used by the power system in place to just get the statu quo, or even getting a worse a situation would be worse than now, and we should start to think about metrics that will be derived from that. And be sure that it's actually not making things worse.
Thank you, Julian, for the short, kind introduction. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.